was definitely hazardous shooting conditions. I mean, there was, you know, I'd usually protect my gear before myself. Like, I'd cover my gear, you know, so people would land on my head and instead of my gear, which might not have been the smartest thing. But, yeah, it was just a matter of, you know, I mean, technically, it's just a matter of shooting fast and with a flash and stuff to freeze people. But it was just it taught me a lot as a young photographer for that decisive moment, you know, when to hit the shutter. Because nowadays, there's no cost involved with digital. You just, you know, you just keep shooting. And, you know, a lot of people's theories are, you know, I'll just shoot and I'll bound to get something good. But you know, I usually had one roll of film to shoot at a show, like 36 frames for a whole show, or sometimes maybe two rolls. But, you know, film processing, it was all expensive. And I wanted to save my shots for, you know, when I saw something good. So it taught me a lot on, you know, that for that decisive moment when to push the button. And this is it's one of those hardcore matinees they had in the early 80s when they started getting kids that wanted to go to all ages shows, and you know, they couldn't get into shows. Most of the shows were over 21, so the bands went to the owner of the 930 Club and said, you know, we want to just see the shows, we don't care about drinking and stuff. And so the first thing they did was ended up doing a Sunday matinee, so it wouldn't interfere with the club's schedule because they had nothing going on. And I can't think of a better way for a teenager to spend a Sunday afternoon. You know, it was just, you go see these bands, and it was this community, and you, even if you weren't in the band, like, it felt creative, and, you know, I was taking pictures, and it was just a real positive way, you know, to spend your time. And this photo is from one of those. And the band on stage is a British band called Discharge. And the reason this picture is really interesting, one of the reasons it's really interesting to me, is that the crowd is filled with, you know, local people from local bands. There's Brendan Canty that ended up being, he was in Rites of Spring, and he ended up being the drummer for Fugazi. Next to him, the guy with the bleached out hair that's dancing is Chris Bald, was in The Faith and Embrace, and Alec Mackay, Ian's brother, which was in The Faith, is over on the left side. There's just tons of people that that are in this photo, and it's really captures what that felt like to me, those matinees.